Hey there, Lynn.
Hey, Elizabeth.
So a 9% decrease in deaths from accidental drug overdoses, is this a significant drop?
It is the first decline we've seen of any type in a long time, and 9% is a significant decrease. We don't have the numbers for the rest of the year, so we don't know if the last couple months of this year might change that. But in fact, it does look like a promising number.
And what do we know about what is behind this decrease? Is this sort of the glimmer of hope, as the governor put it, that what the state has been trying to do is working? Or is this just an indication that there were fewer batches of heroin laced with additives like fentanyl this year?
Well, both could be true. You know, clearly we do see more overdoses when there's a batch of fentanyl, and you'll see a rash of overdoses. But it's also true that there are some consistent changes that have been made at the state level. The Department of Corrections has now screens for opioid use disorders, and they offer medication-assisted treatment, methadone or buprenorphine, more commonly known as Suboxone. Prisoners are among the biggest population to be impacted by overdose deaths when they leave the prison. The state health department has set up what they call centers of excellence. It's treatment facilities throughout the state that they have said follow these certain guidelines. There's a real effort to get more doctors who are licensed to prescribe medication for treating opioid use disorders. There's definitely been a huge push to get more naloxone, the opioid antidote, into the hands of police officers and medical people and just general people in the community.
So it may be that people are still overdosing, but fewer are dying.
Correct. And I haven't looked at those numbers, but yes, it's very possible that we are reducing the number of fatal overdoses with the increase in Narcan.
Now, Lynn, Governor Gina Raimondo, Rhode Island's governor, set some targets for making progress on this problem of opioid overdose deaths. How is the state doing in terms of reaching her goals?
Basically, Governor Raimondo, when she came into office in October of 2015, and she announced a goal of reducing by one-third the number of deaths from opioid overdoses in the state over the next 3 years. Well, since that pronouncement, I mean, Rhode Island has suddenly been hit, like the rest of the country, with overdoses from fentanyl. And so we saw a huge surge in drug overdoses between 2015 and 2016. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. It's 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. It is the type of drug that is so potentially deadly that even if you have access to naloxone, the opioid antidote, it's possible that you will need not one or two, but even three hits of naloxone before you can reverse that overdose. And some people don't get the naloxone soon enough.
So a 9% decrease in fatal overdoses may be statistically significant and something to cheer, but we're not close to reaching our goals for addressing this epidemic.
I think the statewide goals, we've zipped right past, and there's no way we can reach them. I think it's quite clear. At the same time, though, when I asked Raimondo about, you know, was this sort of really unrealistic, she said, look, I set an ambitious goal, and I did that on purpose to try to hold everybody's feet to the fire to keep the energy going. And, you know, there's some evidence that this may be working.
Let's put these numbers in context a little bit. Where does Rhode Island stand compared to the country as a whole and compared to other New England states?
Well, if you look back in 2015, when the last state-by-state comparisons were done with the national data that's submitted to the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, Rhode Island ranked fourth in the country for opioid overdose death rates. First was West Virginia, then New Hampshire and Ohio. That was amazing. We had a 23.5% rate of overdose deaths, and that was in 2015. So we're not even 3 years from there. If we're talking about a 9% decline, that's a pretty big turn.
And Massachusetts was right behind Rhode Island in that ranking. Now, Massachusetts has also reported a decline in the opioid overdose death rate over the first 9 months of this year.
That's right. Their calculations show they dropped 10%, you know, roughly the same as Rhode Island. And, you know, they were very cautious in reporting this because they're saying it's not really clear whether this is a trend. And as, you know, any economist will tell you, a couple months in one direction doesn't make a trend. But still, it is a hopeful sign because we've all been seeing just an up and up and up trend, and suddenly we are seeing a decline.
Well, Rhode Island Public Radio health reporter Lynn Arditti will continue following the fight to curb opioid addiction and overdose deaths. Lynn, thanks for breaking down the numbers today.
Thank you, Elizabeth.